One Man Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products.
Overheard between Hazel and Clifford in Hazel's kitchen.
From the day Hank was born, he's never caused anybody one moment's worry. All A's. But his twin brother, Peter, oh my.
Well, some people are like that. All A's from kindergarten up. Now, me, I was more in Kinky Straight, a low and outside.
You never phoned home and asked your parents to send you $250, giving no reason whatever.
I might have, though, if I'd had the nerve.
Kinky's got the nerve, all right.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Got a headache? Well, that's too bad. But you don't want sympathy, you want relief. So I'm going to tell you what I do, and what thousands of other folks do, too, when a headache is making them miserable. Take Alka-Seltzer. That's right, Alka-Seltzer. Why don't you try it, too? That's all we ask you to do. Try it. Alka-Seltzer will do the rest. Here's all you do. Dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink it. Since Alka-Seltzer is a solution when you take it, the pain-relieving analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate, is ready to go right to work. And say, that fizz that creates thousands of sparkling bubbles gives speed to Alka-Seltzer's relief-giving qualities. Yes, it gets there fast to give fast relief. So when you have a headache, remember, first aid for relief is Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 14, Book 79. And now in Seacliff, San Francisco, on this clear and cool afternoon, Clifford Barber, whistling cheerfully, is moving along the shade-dappled streets with a copper chafing dish under his arm, bound from the family home to his sister Hazel's, three blocks down and two blocks over. Earlier today, Hazel's son Hank, a freshman at the University of California, phoned from Berkeley to say he'd be home for dinner. And Hazel, busy now in her kitchen, is preparing Hank's favorite dishes. Clifford comes into the kitchen and puts down the chafing dish.
Thanks a million, Cliff. I made a cheesecake today. There's a piece for you to take home right there on the sink. Don't forget it.
Think I might? Mom said take the chafing dish over to Hazel and bring back a square cheesecake. The which was a hot spark ripping right out of my chair.
Sit down a minute, can't you?
Sure, I've anything to do.
Smell good?
Chicken a la king, huh?
Here, taste, will you?
Oh, Becky.
See if I have enough salt. Careful now, it's hot. Here.
That's wonderful.
Is it all right? Salt enough?
It's ambrosia. What are you doing, cooking up all Hank's favorite dishes, whether they go together or not? Chicken a la king, cheesecake, and... Oh, hey, open me a cookie, too, huh?
Help yourself.
What's the big idea? I thought you only killed the fatted calf for the prodigal son. He's at Stanford, isn't he? How is Pinky, anyway?
We're not discussing Pinky around here at the moment. We get too worked up.
Poor old Pink. He's in and out of the doghouse often in a cocker's manual.
Honestly, Cliff, I was saying to Dan the other day, I don't see how two boys could be so different, and twins at that.
Well, look at Claudia and me. We're twins, male and female. You can't be much differenter than that.
Oh, you know what I mean. From the day he was born, Hank hasn't caused anyone one moment's worry. All A's. But Pinky.
No, I know. Some people are like that. All A's, right from kindergarten on up. Now, me, I was in Pinky Street, alone and outside.
Never phoned home and asked your parents to send you $250 for no reason whatever.
Might as well, if I'd had the nerve.
Pinky's got the nerve, all right.
Oh, look, Hazel, he's no different than a million other kids. 18, 19, long in there. It's a pretty rough period for some people. Was for me. I didn't know which way was up. And if it was raining, I was right out in it.
Oh, you weren't so bad, Cliff. Looking back on it, you were a pretty good boy, I think.
I was scared of Dad, that's why. He put the Indian sign on me when I was about 8 years old, and I never did anything without wondering somewhere in my mind whether Dad was going to approve of it or not. I still do sometimes.
Oh, dear. They ought to have 4-year college courses on bringing up children.
Oh, you and Dan haven't been so bad, Hazel. Hey, these cookies are too good to eat. You ought to frame them. Hank's favorite, huh? Sure made enough of them.
You want to take some back to Berkeley with him?
No.
Oh, I'm not playing favorites. I made some chocolate cookies for Pinky. I'll send a box to him parcel post at Stanford. He'll probably take them to a bakery and try to sell them.
Some kind of bitter, huh?
Oh, Claire.
Oh, yeah, I know, fella.
The other night when Pinky came in from Palo Alto and stopped at your house to see Paul, he didn't even bother to drop in here at home and say hello.
Oh, well, he's just too old. I don't know.
Anybody found out what he wanted to Paul?
I keep out of these things. When there's a cloud this big, you can find Clifford in a storm cellar.
I'm perfectly sure he tried to borrow money.
Yeah.
Cliff, you can remember what it was like in college. When your tuition and your dormitory and all those things are paid, Do you imagine any reason why a freshman would suddenly be desperate for $250?
Well,
since he hasn't been gambling, and he hasn't bought a car and wrecked anybody else's. He said he hadn't on his honor, and I believe him. But he won't tell us what he wants the money for. I just can't imagine. Ben and I said absolutely no, and we're going to stick to it now. I don't care. You have to be friends sometimes. But he's in some awful kind of a mess, Cliff.
Yeah. I was reading Emerson's essay on self-reliance the other day. He says each man has to plow his own field. And if you happen to draw one with a lot of rocks in it, well, you have to dig them out. Aren't you getting philosophical?
Oh, I'm glad you dropped in, Chris. Please, one glass of milk.
Oh, Mom, I'm home.
Hank.
Hi.
Oh, Hank, I'm so glad.
Hiya, Mom. Oh, hello, Uncle Cliff.
Hank, my boy.
How are you? You're looking wonderful.
So are you, young fella.
Feel good, too. Hey, Mom, oatmeal cookies? Oh, boy, chicken a la king. Hey, what's this?
Hey. Hey, now that's my slice of cheesecake. You leave it alone. I'm taking it home.
Oh, boy, Mom, I'll bet you've been working ever since I telephoned.
Well, Hank, you don't see me very often anymore.
Gee, I know. The time goes faster when you get in college than it ever did before.
I think it's the same thing. Each year as you get older, it seems to accelerate. We slip over into another time belt or something. Oh, Hank.
Yeah, sure good to be here. Sure smells wonderful, too. Well, Dan, Margaret.
Oh, Margaret had to go to the library, so Dan's over down. They'll be back in a little while. Let's all go into the other room.
Well, I'll get along, Hazel.
Now, here, take the cheesecake.
Oh, you bet.
Well, I wish you didn't have to go.
No, you two want to talk, Dan. How's the study, Sam?
Fine. I got a great bunch of professors, Uncle Cliff. The whole pre-med course is darn interesting. I like everything I'm taking.
Getting all F's, are you?
Oh, it isn't too tough over there.
He's my straight A boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it isn't half as hard as I expected.
Hank, when you get to be a doctor, I'll let you take my appendix out in the dark. You'll be that good.
Oh, no, Uncle Cliff. I got a long way to go yet.
Well, drop in tonight, Hank, if you can.
Sure, I'm planning to. Well, goodbye, Uncle Cliff.
Bye.
Thanks for being over the chafing dish, Cliff.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Bye.
Oh, this living room looks good to me. It's about the most comfortable house in the world, I guess.
Come on, let's go in the den.
Yeah. That's where we always go for the big talks, huh?
Oh? We're going to have a big talk?
Yeah. Oh, guess we are. Here, you want to sit here?
No. It's all right.
Mom, I might as well get right at it.
Hank, what's the matter?
I'll tell you. I had to come home because, well, believe me, I've been wrestling around with this one. I didn't want to worry you and Dan, and I didn't want to be a tattletale. But Pinky's in some terrible kind of jam, Mom, and I... Well, the thing's just too darn big for me.
Oh,
Hank. Oh, no. I didn't want to tell you on the phone because then you just have that much longer to worry, but... Well, anyhow, I got a special delivery letter from Pinky this morning.
Did you bring it?
Yeah. Here. You want me to read it to you?
Yes, if you will.
And it says, Dear Hank, I have some commitments which have pressed me very seriously for funds at the moment.
Oh, what kind of talk's that?
Oh, that's just Pink, Mom. Funds at the moment. I can't go into detail, but you know me well enough to appreciate that I wouldn't write this letter if things weren't just about as serious as they can get.
Oh.
I'm in a spot now where I don't know what's going to happen. How much have you got in your savings account? Can you wire me $250 about 5 minutes after you reach it? Come through for me, Hank, and all your life, whenever you get in jams, you can count on me if it happens 100 times. Desperately, thank you.
Oh, no.
So, I only had $5, Mom. I sent that, and the bank's clear over here. Anyhow, I knew it'd be closed by the time I could get out of a class, and I've got only $43 left for my paper route money. Hey, what are you going to do?
I'm going to get that young man on the phone.
Oh, no, Mom. Gosh.
Operator, Palo Alto, 43770-DAY, please.
If you do that, he's going to think I'm a stinker. I just wanted to help him.
Hank, Dan and I have known about this for 3 days. He's been trying to get money from everybody, and he won't say what he needs it for.
Must be pretty doggone serious, though.
Well, if it's serious, he can tell us, can't he? Dan and I don't have that kind of money to throw around. He knows that.
I'd be willing to kick in my $43.
No, you're not going to. Hello? Yes, operator. No, I'll hold the line. Now, Hank, we're just not any of us going to do it. If he's in serious trouble, he can tell what it is. Otherwise, he'll work it out alone.
Seems kind of tough.
There are times when you simply have to be firm, Hank.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know what to do about it. I thought of talking to Uncle Paul, but there's no use spreading our troubles all over the family.
I think he's done that for us already. He's seen Uncle Paul.
He has? He must really be in it.
Hello? I want to speak to William Murray, please. Yes, Pinky Murray. I beg your pardon. Would you say that again, please? I didn't quite... You're sure? I see. Thank you.
What is it, Bob?
What? He stepped out of the dormitory. They said to get in touch with him at his home.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Here is something all of you should know, friends. There's a new, amazingly different antiseptic on the market. Really a remarkable product for family use. It's called Bactine.
You bet it's new and different. I've been using Bactine, so I know what I'm talking about. You see, I've been troubled with athlete's foot, and until I started using Bactine, I was really discouraged. The Bactine quickly relieves the itching of athlete's foot, and if you do like it says on the direction sheet, use Bactine regularly every day, it combats the infection itself. I tell you, I'm sold on Bactine, and so is my wife. She uses it as an antiseptic and as a sanitizer for thermometers and dishes and things. She uses when one of us is sick. She says she wonders now how our household ever got along without Bactine.
And that's what you'll be saying, friends. Try Bactine. You can do this at no risk. If you don't like it, you can get double your money back. Just get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle of Bactine from your druggist right away. Read the instructions and use it. Then, if you don't think Bactine is the finest household antiseptic and germicide you've ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories and get double your money back. Be sure you ask for Bactine. Bactine. Here's the family again.
Mom, did you ask him when he left there?
Hmm? No. No, I was just saying that.
Well, we better call back and ask him, Mom. If it was a couple of days ago, we'll have to report him as a missing person.
Remember, try Bactine at no risk, friends. That's Bactine, the ideal family antiseptic. There's never been a product exactly like it. Bactine is ever so effective and soothing for itching, burning feet and for athlete's foot. Bactine relieves the itching and burning and helps combat infection. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid that does not stain skin or clothing, does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics, has a fresh, clean odor. Try it. If you don't agree, Bactine is the finest household antiseptic and germicide you've ever used, get double your money back. That's Bactine. Bactine, the ideal family antiseptic. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, The Girl with the Big Automobile, Chapter 15, Book 79. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Rossetto.